streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, let's not waste any time. You ready to go? You're not ready to go.
I just keep marinating this LeBron Kyrie situation, and I'm wondering, is Kyrie unhappy in Dallas?
No.
Is he lobbying to get more talent there as opposed to go elsewhere where he can't make as much money?
Well, Kyrie just wants to get paid. We've seen he doesn't have, he's not concerned with necessarily winning. He wants to get paid.
Yeah. And all about the Benjamins for Kyrie.
Yeah. Right? So you can't build around him. The NBA has got a history. John Wall, Westbrook, Kyrie, there's always a desperate team. At least with Westbrook, I get somebody that deeply cares about playing every night.
Right.
I mean, he may not be my favorite player, but indifference, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, indifference is the killer to me. I don't know what to do with it. You can be a totally, there's no perfect player in the league. I mean, Jokic isn't much of a defender. Giannis can't hit a free throw. Steph is small. Luka can't play with others. There's literally no perfect player in the league. But
there's got to be eight.
I don't think there's not a perfect player.
It would be LeBron if he wasn't 38.
In his prime, LeBron was virtually a perfect player.
He averaged 28 points a game this year.
Yeah, but I mean, you get a great half. He's not going to give you a great game. LeBron's about as good, close to a perfect player as we've ever had. Michael Jordan was darn close. But even our best players, Luka, very ball-centric, not in great shape,
Jabbar,
won't defend. For his position, pretty unstoppable.
Steph Curry.
A smaller athlete to get. Kareem in his prime, about as good as you get. Bill Russell, defense, offense, leadership, toughness.
Nine teams in the league when Bill Russell played.
I had cable. I watched them every night.
Oh, stop it. It was not a global sport. Listen, I know Bill Russell, great player, great in the community, all that stuff. You can't put him on that. There was nine teams in the league.
Well, whatever. Good ones. Nobody messed with the Rochester Royals. Didn't go into Rochester. You better be ready for a struggle. Eddie Johnson played in the NBA for 17 years. Now he's a Phoenix Suns TV analyst. It's funny about usually a team gets to the finals, and analytically it makes sense. They have a lot of elements. And then you look at Miami. They're an 8 seed. They almost didn't make the playoffs. They don't have a ton of size. Undrafted players. You've covered the league forever. You've been in it forever. Between broadcasting and playing, you've been in this thing for 30-some years. Are they the strangest finals team you've ever seen?
Without a doubt. I tweeted out last night, prognosticators need to stop trying to figure them out during the course of a game. because they're gonna turn around and they're gonna shut you up. And that's exactly what happened last night. It's hard to understand, and you know, it goes back to the Heat culture thing. I kind of kick back on Heat culture a little bit, but I'm starting to believe it at a high level now. I think a lot of organizations had culture, but it's amazing the kind of level of play they get from their guys that, quote unquote, no one really thought of when it came draft time. It's been simply amazing watching them during this run, Colin. And it's not going to stop. I'm done trying to figure them out and think that somebody is going to beat them.
You know, if you look at the best players in the world, Luka, Abroad, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, a lot of guys, not domestic products. They started overseas. When you watch Jokic, do you see the European influence on his game? There was always, for years and years, the feeling was they're a little soft, but highly skilled. I don't think they're as soft anymore. But when you watch Jokic, where do you give the credit to? Is it just he's a hard worker? How did we overlook him?
Well, first and foremost, it's a myth that they're soft. I played over in Europe, and I am telling you, it was the most physical year I've ever had, including the NBA. So that was not true. They literally have guys that are out there just to beat you up a little bit, especially when you're an American ball player, because of the talent separation that you had when you went over there. But what else I saw is I saw them with John Wooden books. Like, I saw them going to the basics, like Rocky again. Like, not going to the high-tech gym, but going to this dark, musty gym and working out. We went two-a-days for 9 months. I was on a team with young players. And at first, I kicked back on it. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what, Eddie? This is going to prepare you to go back to the league, because I took a year off to go to Greece. And I am telling you, it's no shock to me, Colin, when you see the European player in their skill set, because they drill them every day. Two-a-days for 9 months. I am not kidding you. And so it doesn't shock me when I see the skill set of Jokic and his footwork and looking like he went to Pete Newell camps his whole life. I mean, it's just amazing what he does on the basketball court.
Do you still? My gut feeling is Denver's length. They're not going to have the peaks and valleys offensively. They're not very reliant on the three. So you kind of know what you get every night. Miami's going to have more peaks and valleys. But if Tyler Hero comes in, there's another weapon. I still like Denver, but I don't feel as good about it today as I did a week, 4 or 5 days ago. Where are you on this thing?
Yeah, and I had Denver in six as well, but I don't feel good. I didn't feel good about it when I said I had him in six. Because look at what Miami has done. I mean, they beat Milwaukee, who arguably maybe on paper was the best team going into the playoffs, okay? Then they double down and they beat Boston in Boston in a game seven. So, you know, for me, I'm not all against them, but Denver does have a lot of talent. They have size, and they have the best player in the series, in Nikola Jokic. But, Colin, everything centers around him. And Eric Spoelstra, you know, all due respect to Mike Malone, who's one of the top coaches in the league, but Eric Spoelstra right now is the best coach in the league. And he's the best at changing up between games. And what he did in game two, it really forced Nikola Jokic to have to go for it offensively. Took away all his other avenues. I think 13 of his passes out of the 38 he threw, what I read, that led to a shot. And so credit Miami in finding an antidote to force Nikola Jokic to have to go for it, but yet leave the other guys dry. And in the fourth quarter, when they needed to take shots and make shots, they didn't have great rhythm. And I think that's the secret to Miami and what they did to them.
So Frank Vogel takes over in Phoenix. His reputation, I mean, I've watched it. He's very good with bigs. Really good with bigs. So to me, that feels like he can save DeAndre Ayton, who didn't get along with Monty Williams. Frank's not as confrontational, perhaps. Does that signal Booker, KD, and DeAndre Ayton are staying? Is that what I take from it?
Well, I would say that, you know, obviously DeAndre has been up and down since he's been a son. So, you know, I would be lying if I didn't say that obviously they're looking. I mean, when you play in the NBA, you're not going to play for your franchise the whole entire time. And once you come to that realization, you know that a time or another you're going to be trade bait. And it's up to DeAndre, I think, to really convince Frank Vogel that he's willing to really adjust his game in a lot of ways. It's not up to Frank Vogel. It's up to DeAndre. We know he's talented. But is he going to give in to what Frank Vogel is going to need from him? And he's going to have to do a lot of convincing in the offseason if he wants to stay in Phoenix. Because without a doubt, I'm sure the Suns are listening. And I know DeAndre knows that they are. But he is a talented basketball player, man. And if he can play to the level that he's capable of, then, yeah, I think Frank Vogel would love to keep him.
Yeah. So, Ja Morant's story, we'll find out probably in a week what's going to happen with Ja Morant. So it's different. You grew up in a basketball culture where you went to college for 4 years. You came into the league, guys were in relationships. They're 22, they're 23 years old. It's a whole different ball game. Guys come in at 19. It's a lot. They can't drink at the hotel bar. When you look at Ja Morant, do you blame Ja, the surroundings, the culture of the league to rush players into professional basketball? What do you make of it?
I blame everything that's surrounding him, from friends that he's dragging with him to this high level and not wanting to climb the ladder with him, but just lay around all day. And when he's out of practice, they want to get out and run around, and they're not saying no to him when he does some silly, immature things. And those are the friends you have to shed. I shedded my friends. I grew up in Chicago. I probably have one or two good friends from my childhood. And I still love the others, but they weren't willing to climb with me. And I was not going to have them around me because I knew what my mission was. And Ja is struggling with that. He's struggling with a reliance and a dedication to people that are not telling him the correct thing. And I think it's important. He's fortunate. He's grown up with two parents. I didn't have a dad. Okay, I had a lot of father figures. And I think his dad has to take some responsibility in this. And I'm sure he's trying, but he's got to try harder. Because this young man right now is at a point where he can cost himself not money in general, but he's putting himself in harm's way with the reckless things that he's done. And so, you know, he hasn't committed a crime, but he could commit a crime based on really being loose and free with something that can end somebody's life. And so he has to come to that realization and also know that this is an NBA law. It's not, yeah, Second Amendment rights and all of that. People throw that around. They have nothing to do with it. It's NBA. As a player, as a guy that's representing your company, you cannot do things like this. And I hope the young man gets help because I believe that he's going to get a lengthy suspension. I do.
Yeah.
And I think the commissioner might shorten it, Colin, based on how he acts during the course of his suspension.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping and I'm praying that that's what happens for Ja Morant.
Eddie Johnson, by the way, Suns TV analyst, Bally Sports Arizona for a long time. He's been a voice in the NBA for 20 years now. It's great seeing you, Eddie, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's weird. The Ja Morant thing. He might get half a season suspension for being... for holding a gun on an Instagram video? 40 games. Does it seem excessive? 40 games!
Well, Eddie's point, and it's right. People say, it's not illegal! You're not a franchise player. There's a standard, and I've used this before. It's not illegal to have an OnlyFans account. If you had one as a kindergarten teacher, you'd get fired.
What's it only? No, I'm just kidding. I can't believe you referenced that.
But I mean, that's not illegal. But there are... jobs, if you're supervising kids or you're considered, you know, you're something at a church, that an OnlyFans account's not acceptable. So guys are always there to defend bad behavior because guys behave poorly.
Badly. Yeah, we're dumb.
They're all there to defend him. You don't have a big boy job. Nobody's counting on you, or you're not working with kids. You're not being held accountable. You're not in a supervisor role. Ja Morant, an NBA franchise player. Can't wave a gun around on IG.
I'm wondering what else Adam Silver found. That's, to me, is going to be interesting.
And he did it multiple times. It was a once.
There's got to be more than just holding a weapon. Well, he must have done something really regrettable that was somehow buried. But
if you do something and they say don't do it and you do it again.
Yeah.
That's the difference between 8 games and 40.
Wow. So you take Memphis out of the playoff race in the West.
They're done.
Somebody's coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right. Let's start with a quarterback I love to bag. And I wasn't ready earlier because I was compiling all these numbers for this guy. Mac Jones, your guy. You love Mac Jones.
I don't love him.
You love him. Oh, my God. One of your favorite quarterbacks in the league.
Come on.
And, he's got a proper offensive coordinator now, Bill O'Brien. Despite a poor 2022 season, Mac Jones committed to righting the ship. Here's what he had to say.
Do everything I can to earn the respect of everybody in this building again. And, you know, sometimes the most confident people come from, you know, a year where they might not have been their best. And I feel like that's where I'm at. Really great people are formed through ups and downs. And I think some of the learning experiences I had last year will really help. There's a lot of things I could do better. I know that as a person, as a player.
Yeah, and reportedly they're going to hire an actual offensive coordinator. Oh, they did.
They good. Did, yeah.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Big move. So 2 years ago, as a rookie, he had an offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah, did you see his numbers?
I did, but I've got some context for those numbers. Context matters.
Okay.
So they went 10-7.
Yeah. Rookie.
They beat 3 teams with a winning record. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here are the teams they beat. They beat the Chargers, who were 9-8 and missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
They beat the Titans, who were the number one seed.
Pretty good team.
Oh, yeah. In that game, no Derrick Henry, no A.J. Brown. The two best offensive players for the Titans were gone, and the Patriots smashed them. And then, for their third win over a winning team, they beat the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
You remember that game? It was the wacky, windy game where Mac Jones threw 3 passes the entire night. Those were his 3 wins that got them to the playoffs, where they got their teeth knocked in by 70 against Buffalo. Listen, I said the Miami Heat had a fluky fourth quarter last night. It is a fact. Mac Jones making the playoffs as a rookie was fluky. They are not going back to the playoffs. They're not winning any playoff games. I don't feel confident about a lot in June in the NFL. I'm confident about this.
Well, you're gonna be way off on saying New England's not going to win a playoff game is not a revelation of Watergate status. It's not a jaw dropper.
So, but your love for Mac Jones now that he's got Bill O'Brien, quarterback whisperer, quarterback savior.
He will not be the problem.
Who will? Belichick?
No, I mean, I think they're going to be a 9-win team. I think they're going to miss the playoffs by a game. They're going to be in it until like week 15. They're going to represent themselves well. Mac Jones won't be the problem.
Oh.
A lack of dynamic playmakers, again, will be the problem.
So next offseason, Bill Belichick will be doing what? Looking for a quarterback or looking for dynamic playmakers?
Golfing in Jupiter, Florida.
Is that a real place, Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's like Tiger Woods. And
I don't know.
I've never been there, but it's like all the rich people. In
Jupiter, Florida.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, AFC East. We'll talk about the Dolphins now. This is kind of cool. I don't like the Dolphins at all, but if you look closely at Tua's helmet on the screen, it's got a camera on the side of it.
Where?
I guess it's to help. The footage is going to help dissect Tua's decision-making and what he's seeing during reps on the field. I've never seen anything like this.
He looks a little heavier. Did you notice that?
I did not.
Take the footage. Show the footage again. He is absolutely added 15
pounds. He's bulking
up. Time out. Look at him. No, not that picture. Look at the next one. He's put on 15 pounds.
Maybe you've just been looking
at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, thick.
No, I mean, he is 15 pounds bigger than last year. He is no question a bigger player.
Huh.
Look at that.
You think that's so he can absorb hits and not get ragdolled?
That's exactly it. Jalen Hurts put on 15 pounds. Tua has put on 15 pounds.
Bryce Young looks like a sixth grader standing next to Tua. I mean,
look at him. Look at this. He's like a fullback. He's trunky.
He looks like a fullback.
Yeah. He's kind of.
Why is he wearing a hoodie in May?
I'm not knocking him. He's thick.
Yeah. Listen, I bag on Miami a lot, but their coach is pretty damn good.
He's great.
I like McDaniel.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that they prove me wrong. I'm not shaving anything in my head. Don't worry. We're not doing that anymore. Final story. Detroit Lions missed the playoffs last year, but they took a step in the right direction with your favorite quarterback in the NFC, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
They also kept their OC, Ben Johnson, who is very optimistic about 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I personally expect a huge step forward in terms of the growth, the knowledge base of our players, the experience they have under their belts now. And so... That's why the emphasis has been on the basics. Let's get really good at the fundamentals, because that's what helped us win games at the end of last year. And we did a lot of really nice things a year ago, and it really means nothing going forward to this year. We've got to be a lot better in terms of the execution, and we should be, because we should know what the problems are for the plays that we're running now.
Wild card team, but they'll make it.
Did you just see the excitement and confidence in he looks like he could sell us encyclopedias, and I would buy one. Even though we have the internet now, the way he was talking, the confidence. Ben Johnson, man.
They have good players.
I'm listening.
First time in my life, Detroit's got really good football players.
Oh, Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders weren't?
I mean units. They got like multiple good players, two good tackles. They have like good receivers.
Aiden Hutchinson he's a bad boy.
Yep. That's a good team. It's a good roster.
Yeah, I would. Division winners, unless you think Jordan Love is any good.
No, I don't. I think Minnesota is going to win the division. Detroit is a wild card team.
That might be another steak dinner that you welch on once the Lions
I didn't welch
win the division.
On anything. He just makes things out here randomly throwing
fun.
Shade.
First day back, throwing you right into the fire.
I'm taking Bucher out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, I heard. Well, bromance brewing, huh?
But yeah, you know what? I only go to dinner with NBA insiders. my wife and NBA insiders. That is it.
Yeah, okay.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simply Safe doesn't rest on its laurels. Always innovating, new 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector can distinguish between fire and cooking smoke. Go to simplysafecolin.com. It's time for the Magic 8-Ball, J-Mac. Are you ready?
Boy,
you
ready,
ask the
baby.
Question, and I look up the answer on the Magic 8-Ball.
Magic 8-Ball batting like 30% recently?
I wouldn't go there.
No? Okay. 35. All right, 25, baby. All right, let's start. Will the NBA Finals go 7 games as predicted by one Jason R. McIntyre?
Most likely. Whoa. The NBA Finals have gone at least 6 games in each of the last 4 seasons. So the Magic 8-Ball says most likely.
All right, will the Heat win both games 3 and 4 in Miami to take a 3-1 lead over Denver?
Don't count on it. Nuggets have won 3 straight road playoff games, and they're 3-point favorites, 2.5 to 3-point favorites in Miami.
Next up, will the Joker average a triple-double in the finals?
Yes, most signs point to yes. He's averaging 30-point triple-double this postseason. So that's his average. He's got a record 9 triple-doubles. Remember when Westbrook did that? It was all the rage. Now, this guy is so consistently productive. We don't even talk about it. It's not even, we talk about his passing. We don't even care about the triple-double, which, for the record, we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Who cares? Are you winning big games?
This is a very tough question for the Magic 8-Ball. Are the Heat more likely to return to the NBA Finals next season?
My sources say no. Because Denver, all 5 Nuggets starters are signed through 2024-2025. So the Nuggets guys We don't know where Miami's going.
Yeah.
Denver's guys are all locked into contracts.
Struce and Vincent, who knows? Yeah. Kevin Love, we'll see. Will Butler and Jokic lead their team in points in every game for the rest of the series?
Ask again later. Butler has not been the Heat's leading scorer in either finals game. He's not known as a true scorer. He's a great player, but you're not shocked if all of a sudden one of their undrafted guys drops 24.
Well, he's gone under his player point prop five straight games for Butler. So I don't know if he's wearing down a little bit.
I think that's...
Remember, late in the Boston series, struggled. But he's going home, maybe some home cooking, we'll see. Will at least one team win a game by 20-plus points?
Most likely, Nuggets have the highest average margin of victory and 13 playoff games. 13 have been decided by 20-plus points.
Will Jamal Murray be the most impactful player in the series?
Magic 8-Ball says, very doubtful. He's got the worst defensive rating by any Nuggets player. And they're 3-2 when he scores under 20. So this team is not necessarily based solely on his point production. If he gives you 18 points, they can win. Jokic, 18? Michael Porter. KCP.
Porter got benched last night, I think twice, by Michael. Michael Malone's not happy with his defense.
Because Porter didn't play hard.
Will Jokic score 50-plus points in a game this series?
Do not count on it. By the way, they're 0-3 when he scores 40 or more. So that used to be kind of the Kobe number. Like, people thought, oh, Kobe's going off. It's not necessarily Denver at their best. Denver at their best, KCP's got 14, Gordon 13, Porter 14, Murray 24.
That's it.
They're a balanced unit with a star player whose distribution is profound. They're not built for him to score 40. That's not when they're at their best.
If the Nuggets win this series, does the Magic 8-Ball say Jokic will win the MVP?
It is certain.
Oh, come on.
Heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite, yes.
I mean, who else would it be? I guess Murray.
I put down a couple bucks on Murray to win the MVP, but it doesn't seem like it's got a shot. It's early in the series. Remember, after a couple games last year, Boston was like, you know, going to take down Golden State. Next up, if the Heat win the series, will Butler win the MVP?
It is certain. He's been the Heat's leading scorer, leading assists, leading minutes, leading effort. I also think Jimmy Butler is the centerpiece of their entire culture.
Yeah, but through two games, Bam Adebayo has been better than him.
Yeah, I think your earlier point is a really good one, and I haven't heard anybody else bring this up. Remember Jason Tatum wore down at the end of last year's final, a two-way player? Jokic doesn't expend that kind of energy on defense. No. Either does Jamal Murray, by the way, who's a bad defensive player.
Did you see who was guarding Jamal Murray a lot of the game? Jimmy Butler. Like, that's tiresome. I mean, Murray doesn't stop running. Guard him on the final play. Like,
yeah, Murray and Jokic kind of mail it in occasionally on defense, but they give you so much offensively.
Right.
It's when Michael Porter mails it in on defense that Malone sits in.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the additive offense.
Yeah. All right. Finally, will Jokic retire if the Nuggets win the series?
My sources say no.
I don't know.
He just signed a 5-year, $272 million deal, which is, the biggest in league history.
I should apologize. I didn't write that question, just for the record.
That was a bad question.
I don't know where it came from. Should we try to call out the member of the staff? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I think right now, the best player in the league is Jokic. Giannis is 2, with free throw concerns late. I think Luka is considered the third best talent, although we're kind of trying to figure out who he can play with. There's 3 players you can start your franchise with today. Jokic, Giannis, Luka.
I would go Luka 2. He had been my number 1.
Who?
Milwaukee stuff's going to be interesting, okay?
Well, they got some...
Keep an eye on what's happening there.
New ownership.
Remember, the ownership situation's kind of shifted. They fire Budenholzer. Brook Lopez old.
I think they're going to move Brook Lopez.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
well, they got... It's Giannis, Drew Holiday, and then just...
We'll see what happens with Middleton.
They've got to get younger.
Bobby Portis is like... There might be their third best player if Middleton doesn't... I don't know. There's a lot of questions in Milwaukee.
They looked to me unathletic in a late regular season game against Boston, and then they looked unathletic against Miami.
They got punked by Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
They looked slow.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we didn't talk about the Knicks. Julius Randle's surgery on his ankle over the weekend. He You can't trade him. Nobody's trading for a guy who just had surgery. He should be ready maybe for like September. So I don't know how the Knicks get better. Remember you loved the Cavs a lot in the East? I think that's the team to watch maybe passing the Bucks, who had a lot of changes. East is going to be interesting. We'll see. Boston, Jaylen Brown, we don't know.
What are they going to do with R.J. Barrett? What do you do with
him? I think he's a trade chip, right?
I
like him.
I like him too.
But you don't love him.
Well, I don't have to love him. I think there's value. R.J. Barrett's got value. It doesn't feel like New Yorkers are into him. They love Jalen Brunson. They like some length. They like Randall. R.J. Barrett gets nothing but shade.
Think back to the game they lost to Miami to get bounced. Jalen Brunson was everything. I mean, he was unbelievable, and he got like very little help. And you're like, come on, guys. I still like the Karl Anthony Towns fit there. I don't know how it happens though. NBA is going to have some spicy stuff going on. James Harden, Kyrie Irving.
Also, the story today, Chris Haynes, Shams Charania simultaneously break the story vis-a-vis Kyrie Irving, that Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron about interest in coming to Dallas. Rick Bucher talked about that earlier today.
I'm fascinated by the idea that you would have LeBron, Luka, and Kyrie playing together.
Oh, love it.
You love it offensively. You don't love it defensively. It is such a ridiculous notion that LeBron would go to Dallas. Why would he go to Dallas? He's still getting paid like 40-some million dollars next season. I don't know how you possibly make that work.
Well, your bench wouldn't be great.
Your bench would... You and me would be sitting on the bench. They'd have guys there just wearing uniforms just so it looked like they had a full team.
Well, you ask, why would you want to go to Dallas? Luka. He's the third best player in the world, maybe second. Be a nice guy to play with. I don't know. That's like
I was trying to workshop the Lakers trade for the Mavs, and it's like, well, Davis Bertans, Tim Hardaway. Like, that's not. There's no way the Lakers are that dumb.
A third team involved.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a fourth and fifth. See you tomorrow.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.